Welcome, listeners, to another insightful episode of the Appalled IPPM podcast. I'm your host, Nondwe Majundana, and today we have an exciting discussion with an Appalled attendee, which is the African Program on Rethinking Development Economics, or Appalled. Appalled is a platform that has really been instrumental in reshaping economic thinking in Africa and recently concluded its 17th edition. This year's event brought together some of the brightest minds in the field of economics from across the continent. Joining us today is our guest, Asma Othman, who is an esteemed participant of the Appalled program. Welcome.
Thank you.
So can you give us, our listeners, just a brief understanding of some of the lessons that you learned in the past 2 weeks?
Thank you. Well, my background was in urban planning and architectural engineering. Then I integrated this with the development economics perspective, and I recently graduated from London School of Economics, focusing on development economics in Egypt, taking within account the African perspective. The program added to me at a personal and professional level, because we usually don't get this opportunity of interacting with other African countries' representatives from maybe the academic field, the industry field, the policy makers or the policy analysts, and also our lecturers who are coming from international and African background. It added to me to the African development perception and to the Egyptian perception, because as our last session was the simulations for the African Free Trade Agreement and how we can implement this on the ground. So I wouldn't say represented from Egypt, but as an Egyptian, it's not only important to know or to discuss what we have on ground, but also to know the other perceptions around you and the other circumstances or issues, concerns are happening around the continent. So it added to me at an academic, at a professional level, and at a personal level, because it was my first time to visit South Africa. So
lovely.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah,
we're glad to have you in South Africa. So you're from Egypt. Mm-hmm. Is there any lesson with regards to some of the acquired knowledge that you will be taking back to Egypt towards some of your changed attitudes or learnings around industrial policy?
Sure, I would do so, because the different lectures and topics that we addressed gives you a holistic or the whole picture of development. It's not only about economics. There are also other issues, political issues, social issues, cultural issues that you need to understand and take into your account to address the industrial or the economic development in the region, in Egypt or across the continent. So this was a major lesson that I sure would take with me home and to any place that I'm working in economic development, the way how you can address the economic development policies and how you can also integrate it with other issues or other contexts that are affecting the development.
Okay, I'm sure you had a few of your favorite lectures or ones that you felt really opened up your thinking in a critical way, or just how you can innovate more.
I would say there are two. There are the governance and development, maybe with the perception of taxes and how this affects the development. Other one was the corruption, the inequality and development. It related to me because maybe I would add on the last answer, because this is how I see development. There are different concerns or maybe issues are integrated with each other. So you can see this within specific case study, or you know you can see it on the ground. So maybe in the corruption inequality, we saw different examples in case studies in different countries within the region, and how they can, how policymakers or from a development economic perception, how you can overcome or try to address the corruption in a better way. Also for the governance and taxes, how this affects the most poor people in the region and how you can regulate taxes in more equal way. So those two topics were interesting the most for me, and I can relate to them because this is how I see it, integrated and complementary.
Sure. So any way that you believe Indigenous solutions can play a pivotal role in shaping Africa or Egypt's economic future?
I believe this is possible because my country, Egypt, and every country has maybe different levels of development at a regional level. So for me, I learned from maybe the how you can address the base of the pyramid, the least advantaged people in each country, the level of development for the infrastructure and, for example, the issues of financing and how, as I mentioned earlier, the African Free Trade Agreement and its importance across the region. So even if we were addressing different case studies, it's also important to use it for my country, even if it was at a different development level or different context maybe. But it's also important to learn from that case study and to learn how Egypt can maybe has further partnerships or relations with that country or that case.
Okay, great. So let's not forget about some of the vibrant networking opportunities that APORD offered. Some of these connections that you made will often lead to collaborations to drive real change. Do you have any thoughts on some of the connections and networks that you've built?
We already started to discuss with each other who's going to invite the other, and because I would say that maybe the Northern Africa side is a bit separated of the Sub-Saharan Africa. So it's very nice to know people from across the continent and to think how we can invite each other. Or, you know, when you have a friend in each country, you know that one day either you or the other person will come to your country and you will do a form of collaboration. Maybe for me, I would think of maybe academic collaboration to work on maybe policy papers or research together, to do maybe workshops or forums at each one's country, because we all work in different organizations and institutions in the development economics.
Okay. So you would say, if you have to conclude, any closing remarks that you would like to leave us with?
Well, at a personal level, you know, the time I spent here was amazing. The places that we visited on the ground, the factory we had the chance to visit, it was amazing because you didn't think from a theoretical level, but you see the problem or the application on the ground, which was amazing. I'm glad that I had the chance to meet people from other 16 African country. And I wish that everyone is interested in the development economics or the African development economics would have the chance to come and participate in the program.
Love it. Thank you so much for joining us. That wraps up our discussion today as we wrap up the 17th edition of the African Program on Rethinking Development Economics. We hope you found this overview quite insightful and know that some of the insight gained in the past 2 weeks will eventually and undoubtedly shape the discourse and actions of policy in the field for years to come. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me today.
Cheers.
Thank you.